Hello, listener. This is Chuck Tomasi from ChuckChat.com and many other places, coming to you with the Dog Days of Podcasting podcast, episode number 3 for season 6, August 3rd, 2017. Yes, we started this in 2012. Craig Stepp actually started it. I'm just riding along on his coattails on this project. Thank you once again to Craig for bringing us this together. And I am using one of the toys that Rode, the microphone company, sent me as part of the Podcasting for Dummies book. This is called the VideoMic ME. It's kind of like a shotgun microphone that goes in the headphone jack of your phone. I am using Boss Jock, and I've got my headphones plugged into the back of the microphone. We'll see how this goes. It sounds a bit hollow. I also noticed when I was doing the beta testing for this, what was it, back in February or March, that it picked up a bit of ambient, well, not ambient, just like RF interference from the phone itself. So I currently have this in airplane mode. No Bluetooth, no Wi-Fi, no cell phone. And it's pretty clean. You can hear it when the music stops. If I turn it on, you hear this little crackle, crackle, crackle. Almost like it's raining on the microphone. Quiet. So we'll keep going with this. I promised you a theme for... Here, listen. Nice and clean audio. Haha. Hopefully you're wearing headphones and not driving down the road, or you wouldn't have heard anything with that. Also, this microphone also comes with a big windscreen. I mean, it's the size of a tennis ball hanging off the bottom of my phone. So, not sure how I feel about that, but it cuts the wind real nice. Blowing directly on that thing. Not a thing. I'll stand right under a ceiling fan running on pretty good speed. And it's doing all right. So, if you are thinking about doing some video or audio, such as me, the Rode VideoMic ME, there's your commercial. Thank you for your sponsorship. Thank you for the equipment. Rode, we'll try something out next time. So, I promised you a theme, and I was going to go back into the archives of the old bulletin board posting. Since this is the 30th anniversary of when Donna and I started dating, I found one posting early on the 10th of April, 1987, that sort of gave a hint that something was going on, but this is the first one on April 13th that I would consider official, and it's a little longer. It's from me. My handle on the bulletin board was Dr. McCoy, and that's because I maintained the system and all the users, and my buddy Scott Reynolds was Mr. Scott because he engineered all the software. So any references to the aliases, you can tell we ran a bulletin board called the Enterprise. Ha ha ha. Okay, this is from subboard number 2, which I believe was titled Ramblings, which was sort of our general dumpster of anything and everything. Message number 360, April 13th, 1987. The time was 19:32, that's military time for 7:30 p.m., Eastern Daylight Time. Subject, me and love. This is, apparently it was in a reference to a previous message, but I used to be in a situation very similar to Mike's. Oh, that story rings too close to home. The reference is kind of lost on this one. I'll tell you what I did. I found someone else and someone after that and after that. But my feelings never really went away for that special person. Oh, we're referring to your first love and how you never really quite get over that. By now, I think Mr. Scott knows who I'm talking about. I think nobody can ever get over their first love. The only thing better than having a crush on someone, and I use that term lightly, is to have someone that has one on you. That is the most recent cure I have found. I am head over heels with my current situation. If you must know the reason I find the whole thing mind-boggling, I'll tell yous. And I spelled it Y-O-U-Z. Apparently on purpose. My, quote, girlfriend, I can't say that officially yet because she said that we'll take this one step at a time and see what happens. Anyway, the story goes. At the beginning of the fall semester, roughly September, I thought I was in love with one of my friend's sisters. Side note, I don't remember who that was or who the sister was. I told Mr. Scott about this and also told him that I think I was recrushed on a couple of girls that I liked in the past. Somewhere lost in that same message was a line that went something like this. There's this girl in my compiler's class who's who is pretty nice, and I think I like her too. As you can see, I was very lonely. I have been in I've been in that state for almost 3 years, and let me tell you, it's the pits. This is referring to having a crush on someone who doesn't really care for you the same way back. About once every semester, I notice a girl or another, and this time it happened to be D. Note, that's how I referred to Donna. Wow, it is raining cats and dogs outside in Phoenix, Arizona. Okay, back to the story. Well, I got to know D better and better as the days went on, and I grew mighty fond of her. I was dropping hints that could be measured with a Richter scale. If she didn't notice that I liked her, I thought that her friend G would. I don't know yet if either of them did or not, but the days passed and the end of the semester was getting closer. I was sending her messages back and forth on the mainframe messaging system, which was very similar to the email system on this bulletin board. Finally, I got up the nerve. You got to remember, this was in the very early days of email. There was no public internet, so we sent messages back and forth in other ways. Okay, back to the story. Finally, I got up the nerve to ask her if she wanted to go out. That alone is a major undertaking for me. I asked her on a Thursday, and I thought I would get a reply the next day. She didn't log on until the following Monday, and then I got my answer. It wasn't the answer I was looking for. I declared then and there that I would chalk this up to another experience and make her, quote, another friend. What the heck? After so many times, you come to expect this kind of thing. Christmas came and went, and we were in another class together in the winter semester. Turned out that in a couple of weeks, we were starting to go to lunch at places like Bonanza, Ponderosa, Wendy's, and other places to get something to eat, since we both had a free hour. Most of the time, I bought. I find that interesting that I chose to mention that. As the weather started getting nicer, we started to go to the island. This is referring to Presque Isle in Marquette, Michigan, if any of you have ever been there. It's a very nice place. And other outdoor places. Going to lunch with her was the same to me as going to lunch with my sister. Ow, that's that doesn't sound right anymore. No feeling other than except hunger. Wow, I don't remember writing some of these things. This all changed when last Wednesday she called me at work. Now, this part I do remember quite distinctly. I answered the phone and she asked if I wanted to go to the 1964 concert at the Fieldhouse. Okay, 1964 is a Beatles tribute band. I believe they're still on the road. We watched them in Vegas in 2013. I told her that I wasn't doing anything and would go with her. As far as I knew, we were just going as friends, like lunch, only later. The concert went fine and we had a pretty good time. Afterwards, we drove around for a while and then she stopped down by the lake. That's Lake Superior. Without getting into a lot of personal and boring details, the whole status of our relationship changed in a matter of an hour. Or did it? I think all those lunches had finally paid off. It's like I'm making an investment. But one evening doesn't make a couple married, right? Okay, that's even funnier. This thing is going back into the crystal ball. The next day, I dropped a flower off for her at work and attached the note that said, "Thanks." We went to lunch Friday for two reasons. One, to see if she wanted to spend more time with me, and two, to see if I could get an answer of where we stood with each other. I asked her what she thought we should do at this point. She paused a while and said that we should just take it one step at a time. I said that was fine, and we held hands some more before it was time to go back to class. Her birthday is this Thursday, and she is going to try and get the evening off Wednesday night so we can do something together. I'd say that sounds like the right direction. I hope she can get the time off, but wouldn't mind if we just spent some time together for a few moments each day. The real tough part is going to be the summer. You see, she lives about 35 miles away and has to commute to school. I don't mind the distance, but the schedules in the summer can be pretty hectic. Can this work out? Stay tuned to see what happens between me and D. McCoy out. So there you have it. That is one of the early insights to our relationship in black and white from a laser printer, no less. I thought these were dot matrix. Maybe they were at one time. But I know I didn't retype these things in. I should really take pictures of all this stuff and put it in Evernote so then I don't have to haul this pack of paper around. I'll dig into another one. There were some responses to this. One from Penguin, whom I still keep in touch with on Facebook. Good luck, McCoy. One from Mr. Scott, who responded to an earlier message about love and relationships and decisions. And then I've replied the next day on the 14th saying, I like seeing the postings up. All this talk about love and boyfriends and girlfriends just makes me smile. So I will come back with one on April 14th where there was an interesting development. I'll leave that for you tomorrow. Until then, thank you very much. Take care and keep listening. Bye now.